Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTV comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, truvysalonandspa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
I just wanted to chime in and say that I think you have some great views on everything. And I think you have some great opinions.
Oh, well, thanks.
Including what you're talking about right now. I think you are highly underrated. I think that you're doing a great job.
I agree, Karen. Believe me.
Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com. RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi. First time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, ass. Eat cum and fry ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast. Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM in downtown St. Petersburg. Welcome back to the program. My name's Will Kuntz. Anna Hummel joining me right here in 1 second for a replay of the live stream that we do Wednesdays in the end, trail end of the 5 o'clock p.m. hour, I would say. I encourage you to join us there on YouTube, the HMB Radio Facebook page, and Twitter. Home_made_man on Twitter, HMB Radio on Facebook there. You can find the page. Follow Radio St. Pete, too. Just put in Radio St. Pete. And the YouTube, I think you just search HMB Radio. You should find it. Getting subscribers there daily, so that's pretty cool. I think if you get a certain amount, then you can make a custom name, but, you know, I don't have anywhere close to that yet. So go subscribe to it. Turn on the notifications, and that way when we go live somewhere in that 5 p.m. hour on Wednesdays, you can interact with us and the show. So I got a few thank yous before we get started. We got Anna and I got carried away chit-chatting outside, so this is a little bit of a shorter of an episode this week. I'm running myself ragged, man. It's The property values around St. Petersburg and the Tampa Bay area in general are obscene. They're out of control, as many of you know. But that leads to opportunities for people who are selling. And I work in my day job. I have an office on 16th Street. Well, I don't have an office, but my bosses do that I work for. And they got offered a ridiculous amount of money for a really dumpy kind of home that they have that they converted into an office, and they took it. So we are, and it's kind of, you know, left to me to digitize everything that we do. So I'm just running myself ragged, working overtime here along with the other things that I'm doing, including the Johnny B show at night, and trying to be some sort of human being interacting with my friends and family, which is very difficult right now. So it's going to get easier. It's going to get easier. I did take on a new undertaking on the weekend like a freaking idiot, but hey, I got to stay alive, man. It's paying me. So check me out starting, well, I guess if you're listening on Radio St. Pete, it's already too late, but Saturdays on The Bone 102.5 here in Tampa Bay, or theboneonline.com, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., I'm going to be hosting a show called The Weekly Checkup. So if you don't have health insurance, you can talk to a doctor, and many of you don't. Neither do I. I'm in the boat with you, so check that out. And, of course, I'm on The Johnny B Show, 8 to 10 p.m., Monday through Friday, except Wednesdays, and then we do 10 to midnight after Ask the Dom. I do have a few thank yous. I want to say thank you to Michael Flynn, for buying a HMB Radio t-shirt. I saw he did that. That's awesome. And I did just get an email confirming that it's on its way, Michael. So you should have it real soon. I got to be honest, if you're thinking about buying a shirt and you know, get it later, you might want to get it soon, because I got an email from that company and they're raising their prices just like everybody else. And frankly, the profit margin on that is so small, and it costs me a certain amount of money to do that store, that it's way more expensive for me to do the store than I make, pull it in revenue. So I don't know how much longer that store is going to be around, unfortunately. I like the idea of paying to have people potentially buy, you know, they like the show, and then it's there, they wear the HMB Radio logo proudly on their chest. I get a real kick out of that. I like that. But it's, you know, a financial decision. I don't know. No rash decisions yet. I guess I'll see what they do March 8th as far as what the fees go. But if you've been thinking about getting a t-shirt, I would encourage you to please do that as soon as possible. hmbradio.com/shop. Also, Joe Bordeaux from Radio St. Pete forwarded me an email, and I hope this person is listening right now. James Markley. He sent an email saying that he found the show, and he really liked Anna and I, and said he was going to be a regular listener. So welcome, Mark. James Markley. I was very happy to get your email. It made me feel really good. And if you didn't know, James, Anna's on the Bubble of Love Sponge show on Twitch, and she co-hosts that show. And you can also find me weeknights on 102.5 The Bone or theboneonline.com with Johnny B, where I co-host and produce The Johnny B Show. So thank you for that email. Very much appreciated. And without further ado, let's get into that live stream replay with Anna. And remember, subscribe. Get the YouTube channel, click the bell, and get reminded for when we go live. We can take live chats. If you say something, I put your comment in the box, and we answer questions or comments or whatever you want to say. Just don't say bad words or anything. Get us thrown offline, because you know, it's bound to happen, but I don't want it to happen quite yet. And you can always get in touch with us on the voice and text line at HMB, or that's a website, hmbradio.com is the website, but we do have a phone and text line, 813-693-2124, and social media, home_made_man on Twitter and Instagram, and HMB Radio on Facebook. All right. Let's get Anna in here. Hello.
Sorry, greetings. I rushed you a little bit.
That's okay. No, that is okay. That is my life right now. It is a chaotic mess.
Brand. Holy
crap. I know that you are experiencing rushness right now.
Yes, it's a crazy week. I am a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu master.
Wow.
White belt, going for my second stripe.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's phenomenal.
No, but really, that means nothing. But I've got 4 classes this week. I usually have 2, and my car broke down, and I got work events at night, and I got to get media passes for the Grand Prix. I'm complaining, and my life is awesome. Do you understand how, like, no one can win? You know, either, like, life is miserable, or things are going too well, and then you have to complain about it because you're like, I got so many amazing things going on that I just, it's hard to juggle so much awesomeness. And that's usually when I get down on myself, because I realize I can never be happy.
Yeah, that's not good. That's a shame. I'm sorry you're feeling that way. You were having car problems this week, and I also had car problems this week. I am so ashamed of the man that I am.
You should be.
I really should be. My father should be ashamed. My stepfather should be ashamed. I feel like it's partially their fault I am the way that I am. Not that they didn't try to teach me things when I was a boy, to like, you know, hey, I'm changing a transmission, but a radiator, you know, that's
did
a
you change
semi
a tire.
You know, I want to say yes, but honestly, I'm not sure because it seems like an easy thing. I broke my car this week by changing a light bulb in it.
Like the headlight?
Not even. The you know, the light that's on your ceiling, the dome light?
Yeah.
I broke my car.
now the whole car is broken?
So I I'm not good at these things. I know that I'm not good at, I want to be good at these things, and I want to give it the college try at least before I ask for help from one of my manly friends or my father's or whatever. So I go, changing a dome light shouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah.
That should be easy. Just, I mean, it's
YouTube it if you don't. And it's not intuitive.
And I did. And I go, oh, okay, this is easy. No problem. So I bought what I needed. I bought the bulbs, and I went in and I put one of them in. There's two of them. I put one in and it seemed to work okay. And then I went to go put the other one in on the other side and it doesn't work. Mm. It's not turning on. And then I noticed the other one's not on either.
Mm.
And I go, what the heck? What happened? And then I look down at my clock. That's not on.
No.
I go, my tire gauge is on, saying I have a flat tire. I'm going, what is happening?
Yeah, your car's in the Twilight Zone.
How did this happen? Yep. I don't understand. It didn't spark or anything. There was no, it just, everything just doesn't work all of a sudden. The air conditioner doesn't work. I'm just like, oh my God.
But the car starts and gets you from A to B.
The car started, the locks don't work, the windows, like everything, like the electrical. I thought I fried the electrical system.
You tried to change a light bulb.
Because I tried to change the light bulb because I go, that is my luck. Now,
what do you mean your luck? I feel like that's not luck.
It's just,
I feel like you're just, you know, I have no skills.
I have no skills as a man. I mean, I know what to do and it seems intuitive, but then when I go to do it, it doesn't work and I mess things up and it's so frustrating. I will say this though. I had a friend of mine wanted their water heater turned up and I YouTubed that and I was scared. Because first of all, it wasn't my property. It was somebody else's property.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to mess. I didn't want to like blow their circuits out or whatever.
Gasket stuff.
Yeah, whatever is in there.
I like how you're just as clueless as me. I feel like we're girlfriends.
But I did it and it worked.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, whew, all right. And that kind of gave me the confidence
to right
to take on this car thing now. So I'm trying to figure out what I did to this car. And I just go, I guess I fried the electrical system. I don't know. And this, you know that when somebody says that they fried their electrical system, you just go, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's going to cost a lot of money to fix.
Right.
So I'm already dealing with the prospect of just not having those things anymore that doesn't work. And I'll just be like, well, at least the car runs and it'll get me to work. That'll have to be good enough. Thank God. Went down to our local mechanic down here, Michelle's.
Yes, they're great.
They are great. I love them. And I just blew a fuse. There's a fuse that, for whatever reason, actually, I know the reason. And this is my fault again because it's just laziness. But I go, there's no reason that I feel like disconnecting the battery is overkill because it's a freaking light bulb. But in the YouTube videos I watched, they said disconnect the battery. And I go, I don't need to do that. That's insane. You do need to do that, as it turns out.
Oh, okay.
So if you're wondering,
you watch a YouTube video to learn, but then you don't take the advice in the video.
Disregard their advice.
Right.
Yeah. So
not all of it, just bits and parts.
True. Yeah. I did everything else
critical.
Right. It was just a critical step that I missed disconnecting the battery. So all it was a fuse. Thank God they replaced the fuse.
How much is that, like $20?
I don't think he charged me. to do it because I got an oil change while I was there. Yeah, he's a good guy. I really like them. It's so hard to find a good mechanic. That's...
And they listen to the Bones, they're fans.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
They're great.
Oh, they're awesome. So,
can I turn your mood around? Are you done with this? Or
no,
I
was
turn
just
your mood around.
You know, it just reminded me of your car problems, and I just, you know, I'm not any better. You know, I suck.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah. And I'm not a man.
I'm pretty bad. They were asking me about it on the air and they're like, what's wrong? And I'm like, well, you know, it shut off a few times by itself. And I don't know about you, but usually when you first start to have car problems, like the first initial symptoms, your brain starts going in denial really quickly. You go, well, maybe the car needs a nap, or like I need a nap sometimes and I just need a break from doing all this work, you know? And then suddenly, yeah, I stopped the car because it shut off. I restarted it and I go, no problems. We're good. Happy days. I'm going to just forget about that happening. But obviously the symptoms are still there and they tend to get worse usually is what happens with that. But, you know, they're like, did you run over anything? And I'm like, yeah, sometimes I run over the cement Kit Kat bar. You know what I'm saying? The they mark the spaces.
Yeah,
it's a cement Kit Kat.
That's fine. Yeah.
And sometimes you don't see.
The actual stop. Yeah, that's not good.
Sometimes, you know, it's one of those where you're like, it's really bad. You hear it scrape. And then when you're backing up, you're like still elevated and then you kind of drop a little bit. That's always kind of scary. But I'm like, please, this car is huge. So I scrape a little bit of the bottom. So what? Well, that can crack things. So I'm learning just like you are. So I had a little bit of an oil leak, but I have an incredible person at work that helps me out with stuff like that. And he came over and he fixed it. No problem.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, I did that one time in my old Cadillac that I had. The suspension was really bad in the back. And I went to go back out of a driveway and I heard it hit the road and scrape, and I went, oh, that's what I did too. Oof. And then just kept going, and I'm driving, and I'm noticing the gas is going down and down and down.
You hit like the tank, there's a leak,
and I go, oh man,
this blow up if that happens.
I don't know. And I just went, oh man, my gas gauge is broken. What the frick? I just put gas in here, man. I broke the gas tank.
That's really scary because if you have free flowing like gasoline and it's flammable,
out of the car, yeah.
That's scary stuff.
And then it just died. And I was like,
thank God that it didn't blow you up. So thank God you didn't die. How about that?
Yeah, that's true.
But let me turn your mood around, Will. You look great.
Thank you.
Lost
thank
20 you. Pounds, apparently.
20 pounds.
By doing meth. Who knew?
And 20 pounds in about 3 weeks. Effective. I feel much better. I'm motivated to keep going, and I feel like I'm not going to die so much anymore.
Okay,
it's been well, not really rough, because you feel better when you do something in the morning. When you do some sort of activity in the morning,
tasks first thing in the morning are crucial, I think, to getting the tone of the day.
Right.
You know,
it literally gets your
tone.
Blood flowing.
Yep. Start. First thing I do is like, well, I have to wait. I have to be at work at 6, so it's a little different for me. But even when I'm not working, like you get up, you start making your bed. You start putting away dishes. You start straightening up the living room. Like you start doing tasks because it gives you momentum to keep going and getting stuff done.
Yeah. So that's 5 days a week now, at least waking up, doing some sort of running or you know, heading to the gym. I went to the gym. Went to the gym this morning. They got a new door entry system. It's not the key tag that they've had forever at every gym. It's you got to download an app.
That's so funny because mine just broke off yesterday, and I asked them for a new one, and they said we haven't been doing that for 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So do you have to get an app?
So now I have to get the app, but I'm like, I just want the key tag. Like, I don't want more space in the phone.
That's what
you know.
That's what I said. Do I have to have this?
You realize we're boomers now. I don't want an app. I want the paper.
I don't want to give more of my information to these people, to these companies where they can track wherever I am. I know that everybody's got it anyways. Facebook has it and sells it to them anyways. But I don't want another app on my phone that knows what kind of pornography I watch. Like,
right.
Enough.
Yeah.
Like, I give it enough to these corporations. So I go, can I just, is there another way? They go, no, you got to download the app. I go, what about if somebody doesn't have a smartphone?
Yeah, what if you have like old people?
And they
go, in their 80s, and they have like a flip phone.
They go, well, do you have a smartphone? And I said, this is where I messed up. I go, well, yeah.
You gotta go, that's irrelevant.
Let's just say I don't, though. And they go, well, we have other ways to get in if you don't have the smartphone. And I was gonna, I should have just lied anyways. I don't know why. I'm too moral sometimes with this stuff. Just lie to them.
You know what it is? Is that I feel like, because if I were you answering that question, you wouldn't want someone to think that you're so out of touch or poor that you couldn't afford a smartphone.
No, it wasn't that. You know what it was? I could tell you what it was. I had earbuds in. Like the wireless earbuds, AirPods. And don't those only work with Apple devices?
I mean, I don't think they would have put that all together.
Well, that's what they're white Apple earbuds.
I don't think that the people that work there are as smart as you think they
Yeah,
are.
Maybe that's true. I just figured it was so obvious. Oh. And they would know, like, they may not have high IQs, but they probably smart enough to know brands. They're probably really into brands. So they would be like, you have Apple iBuds and whatever.
Yeah, iPods. But you're like a funny guy. You could be like, these are Apple. I don't have a smartphone. How else can we do it? Like, you could have scrolled out of it, but you didn't.
I didn't.
So now you downloaded the app.
And I got the goddamn app.
It's for any time?
No, it's for Amped.
So what do you have to do now? You have to pull it up and like scan it?
It has Bluetooth and it lets you in, when you pull up the app.
Why don't you know what? I'm not signing in anymore. F them. I'm just going to walk right in. And if they stop me, they stop me. They never do, though.
Well, you don't have to. I mean, this is on the door to get in.
Oh, I know. But the people that work at LA Fitness, or now known as Esparta, they've changed all over the country.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, they don't care. I've walked in before and like no one's even there watching. They're on their phones. Like they don't care at all. So I've never been stopped, but I've always signed in, I suppose. But I've like left the gym and come back and like no one says anything.
But they haven't been using this device for 2 years. Does that mean you're just swiping a thing that's not even registering you?
No, it was registering. But I guess it's one of those things where you're grandfathered in. Like if you have a key tag, it works. But if they sign up like new members, then you have to do the app. So I've just been using the tag, but the tag broke. So I just said, can I get a new tag? And they go, no, we haven't been giving them out for 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, this is the world we're living in. I guess everybody has a smartphone. Everybody has a way to, even people with the Obama phone, they still have, brand new phones.
Oh, yeah. So. Homeless people have iPhone 12. Yeah.
Yeah. I got Venmo now. They can still get tips from you. Ask for change.
Speaking of which.
Yes. hmbradio.com/donate. That's our tip jar over there. I got my crypto wallet back. I almost lost my Bitcoin, Ethereum.
How? Because it just got so low? Or
no, because you download it and then it's got this, the password is a phrase of words. It's not a password. I didn't know. I went to go, sign in to the new, I got a newer phone and I downloaded the app, but I couldn't figure out what that dang password was. And it turns out that it's a series of words and I was formatting the old phone and I went, oh, I remembered to open up the app. So I got my password combos and so I was able to sign in to the crypto wallet. Otherwise it would have been gone. There's just no way to get into
it.
I guess it's with Coinbase, so I probably could have, called them and exchanged a bunch of emails, had to send ID, and maybe they could have unlocked it for me. But they say that, you need to write down this 12-word combo so you know where it is. So
you think like you buy Bitcoin. I understand most people do it through Coinbase, but if you don't, and you just have like whatever. But it's not like Bitcoin has like a headquarters that you can call. Like Bitcoin headquarters,
right,
what I mean? Like you're just
SOL. You got to do one of the exchanges. So we can get crypto donations now too. It's just my name.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. Will Koontz on, so you can do that.
Yeah, one Bitcoin's fine.
Oh, yeah.
If you can spare a coin, that'd be great.
Very generous. Awesome. For sure. And hmbradio.com, the store is active and Michael Flynn bought a shirt. An HMB radio shirt.
Michael Flynn,
General Michael Flynn, I believe.
Wow, that's really impressive that he's sporting our stuff.
Pretty cool. I mean, he's going to have the HMB radio shirt and the QAnon hoodie.
beautiful.
I think that's wonderful. That's
terrific. Well, hopefully he can wear that when he's sending troops to Ukraine. I know he's not currently you know, active, but I don't know if you've been following that, but my response was, Will probably had the same one, but it was like, good, do it already, you P words. You know what I mean? Because they've been saying any day now, any moment, any day for like 6 weeks. I'm like, do it already. You said you're going to do it. Do it. So finally, what was it? Yesterday, the day before, they're sending peacekeeping troops, by the way.
This was a very brilliant move, by the way, on Putin.
Was it brilliant? Is anyone believing this?
I don't. Well, I'll tell you this. I don't want to give props to any of these people because let's face it. You know, I don't like the regime that we live under here in America, but Putin is Tony Soprano, and I don't want to live under that regime either. So I don't want to give him props. But I will say this. Instead of just charging in there and saying this is our territory, saying that we support these rebels and that they are a free
breakaway region.
They're a breakaway region and we're going to support them with troops. That was a really smart way of doing it.
He also had, I forget, it's like Donestek and Lubalabel, whatever, you know, some Russian
whatever
stuff.
Those Russian
but
words
he had the leaders, I don't know if they're prime minister, whatever the title is, the leaders of said republics were with him when he made the announcement that he considered them to be like essentially independent land and that he was going to go in and protect them. And he had the support of the two leaders of those regions present. So that, I guess, kind of helped his cause a little bit.
I guess. I mean, I don't know what.
They're so scared of him. They don't want it. They're like, yeah, take it. What do we want it for?
You know? Well, I mean, it's my understanding that and they have a long history of, you know, this was all part of the Soviet Union at one point. And many people do still feel connected to Russia. But it's a pretty small faction, I guess, that's kind of considers themselves to be part of Russia, I guess. I'm not 100% on that, but to just claim it and then go, okay, now we're gonna send peacekeeping troops there was brilliant, and nobody can do jack about it. Sanctions are gonna do more sanctions against, I don't know, I don't know what's gonna happen as far as World War III. It's an exciting time to be alive. I'm not psyched about the prospect of
people,
you know,
dying
in a war and World War III.
It's kind of like when a hurricane is about to hit and you're like, I might lose my house. I might lose my car. I might lose my boat. Don't have one, but, you know, other people may say. But like, I feel like a small part of you is like, I want to see Mother Nature max out. I want to see a Cat 6. Let's go. I want to, cause I like it when it's like, this is the most intense storm in the last 100 years. Like, this is breaking records. You know, like when Irma was coming, like the hype was real and it was kind of exciting. And that's a little bit how I feel. Granted, I understand, you know, people are probably going to die. It's not going to be good. That's scary. This is just the beginning. This is kind of like, not that Hitler was saying, I'm trying to keep peace, but this is kind of like how World War II started, is Hitler invaded Poland and was like, game on.
The first two world wars started in Central Europe, and this one seems to be in about that location. So, you know, there's so many moving parts. The world is so complicated. I try to keep up with it, but it is very, very complicated. So I don't really know what's going on. The thing that concerns me is if I think we're already in World War III. I think we're in Civil War II in America. I just think it's mostly fought online, and especially the Civil War. But if this turns into some sort of hot war, I think, you know, America's been really lucky just where it's at geographically on the planet. It's got two big oceans alongside of it. So we really haven't had any attacks like bombings or foreign, you know, attacks on the soil, except for stupid Canada who burned down the White House. We got
9/11,
of course, that was the doozy, and Pearl Harbor.
Yeah,
you know, but that's Hawaii. You know, what are we talking? Yeah, I love Hawaii.
Big naval base, but please.
I mean, should Hawaii be a state? You know, that's not for me to say, but I would say give Hawaii back to the Hawaiians and that live in the middle of the ocean. It's just one of those things that it was a good, you know, landing spot for naval bases over to Russia and China. And also they're like, sorry, Hawaiians, this is your 50th state now. So I don't know. I'm just very worried about the prospect of actual live bombs being dropped by, you know, Russia or China.
Yeah. And it seems like China has Russia's back.
They do.
And and they're also saying, hey, Taiwan, don't get any effing ideas.
Oh, that's coming. Dude, within the next few weeks, China is going to go ahead and say, yeah, we're going to do exactly what Russia did and say we're sending peacekeeping troops and we're taking back Taiwan.
It's a little bit different because Russia isn't claiming that Ukraine belongs to them. It's saying that, oh, you know, these are independent breakaway regions. If we're going to protect them. China, in regards to Taiwan, says that is China. Taiwan is China. So it's a little bit different, but it's still similar.
Can we be honest? Taiwan is China. Sorry. I know it sucks. It's China. I didn't say that. I don't want to live under, you know, I feel bad for people in the Ukraine. I feel bad for people in Taiwan. I felt bad for people living in Hong Kong. But it's just, what are you going to do? You're messing with, you're in the territory. You're China.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. So like I said, I feel terrible for those people, but it's China. Let's just be real.
Yeah. You can't, you're just bow down. Just take your shoes off and bow down because you're not going to go against China. And guess who also doesn't want to go against China? Anybody. So, because I would say China, I don't know much, but I think we have we're the number one military superpower as of right now. I feel like China and Russia are one
combined,
and two and three.
You put them together, I think they would do. Yeah. I think they even did some war games and they beat us for the first time ever.
Yeah.
You know, with their, what, I don't know how they know that, but they simulate, you know, some sort of attacks. I don't know. It seems like a good time, you know, based off what's happened in the world under our current regime. It's a good time to strike. I mean, why not? And I mean, what's happening to them so far? Nothing. I mean, that could change, but
yeah, it just started. I'm kind of glad that we're not going in there offensively yet. As of right now, I know troops are kind of around the border, basically, you know, NATO is sending a bunch of troops from all different countries saying, hey, if you go into like Poland, Estonia, Latvia, we'll protect you, which is nice. But also it would be really unfortunate for us to finally get out of Afghanistan and then go right into World War III with, like 6 months in between.
I'm watching the, some of these, and I'm not watching TV, but I see some of these people, the clips on Twitter of, you know, these corporate journalists really cheerleading another war, like World War III. It's shocking. I saw CBS News. I'll never forget when you told me that you didn't think CBS News was as bad as the others, because there's been some doozies from CBS News. Oh. And the one I saw last night was they blamed inflation on Ukraine. And this is, it's like this.
And gas prices on Ukraine.
Yeah. And Yamiche Alcindor, who used to be at PBS, now she's at NBC or something. She was saying, well, you know, we're going to have to, I don't want to misquote her, but we're going to have to pay more for gas, so we better go to war. We better send troops over there to stop this invasion, because we're going to be paying higher for gas, you know, another 50 cents or whatever it is. I'm just shocked with how, I mean, I'm not shocked. I know what these people are, but just how blatant, you know, they do these things now. There's no shame, no any of that. So
yeah,
it's scary. I am worried about the prospect, because I can't even change the light in my car. What am I gonna do if, you know, it pops off here where, you know, Publix is blown up?
Oh, just run and hide, dude.
I have a certain amount of ammunition and a 2 week food supply, and then what?
You're gonna lose a lot of weight.
That's true.
You're going to intermittent fast for 6 months, bro.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have plenty to go around. That'll be great. Right. I don't know. I don't think anybody wants, they claim that they want some sort of fight. You know, even here, there's the factions here that are fighting with each other. They want to get guns involved, and some are.
Yeah.
I've heard stories of, you know, Portland, somebody got shot the other day that was in Antifa, and they shot back, and it's getting crazy, but this is we're not used to this sort of lifestyle. And I think I just hope we don't get what we asked for.
Yeah, we're house cats. We don't need to be doing crazy stuff.
Yeah. Real quick, I know you got to get out of here. This is a shorter one this week because we got started late. Mike from St. Pete says Russia takes Ukraine and then they take Taiwan. That's right. And he says not World War III, Cold War II. Yeah, that's it. Let's just hope it doesn't turn into a hot war, Mike. I'm afraid. I'm scared. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. Sorry we got started late again. But next week, I'm not going to be here, so no live stream next week. Sorry. I will have a podcast up, though. I'm going to do a podcast, record it earlier in the week. So subscribe, HMB Radio, on wherever you get your podcast. Give it a 5-star rating. Tell a friend about it. You know, share it on your social media. Stuff really helps out. And have a good week.
Bye.
Yep. That's it. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week, not on live stream, but I will have a podcast up for you, something special. And I hope you enjoy it. And you'll join me next week here on Radio St. Pete, 6:15-ish, I think is when we're on. And if not, podcast at hmbradio.com. Frank vs. Jazz Show is up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, thanks. Please do tell a friend about it. Really helps us out. Will Koontz, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Goodbye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.